I know. I upload at an inconsistent frequency. Stop complaining. No one's complaining. Actually, no one even cares. No one even noticed that I took an 8-week sabbatical. Podcast wasn't even running for 8 weeks. No one noticed. What does that say? Mum, you forgot to message me. My mum wouldn't even subject herself to this type of torture.
Wow. Hello and welcome to the first episode of Complete Drivel for 2023. I'm glossing over 2022 because it has been, how many days in are we? We're like 16, 17 days in. Fuck off. Piss off. Don't you love in 2020 we were like, oh, thank God, 2021, save us. And then maybe midway through 2021 we were like, we don't think it's going to get any better. Please, let the year end quickly. For some reason in our minds, like, going from December the 31st to January the 1st, like, resets things. I mean, it does in a way. I'm going to get to that because I've just had this big Christian whole business reset, which I'll talk to you about. Oh, riveting, some business content. But I literally was like, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year. Get onto Twitter, checknews.com. Is COVID still a thing? Mass outbreaks of a new variant. Oh, that's interesting. Yes, okay, it's still around. Oh, it's even worse. Anyways, that's enough about talking about who shall not be named. But I just wanted to say, I really put all my eggs in this year. I really put all my eggs in this year. Because it's been super unlucky, I am going to get my phone out. Oh, and I'm going to put in, I googled random lucky number generator for the lottery, and I'm going to go in. I don't, gambling is terrible, but I'm buying a lottery ticket because it's the only hope that I have to live for. I bought one the other day. Let's check it. I bought it on the app, so it's automatic. I won nothing. Fuck off. No win. So annoying. Okay, anyways. This is the start of probably a gambling problem because it literally is the only thing I have to look forward to. Because it happens every week. Every week, you're guaranteed there will be a Powerball. And I go, is today the day that I can win a lot of money and buy that $16 million Noosa retreat that I want to just escape into? And then I go, why do I want to go to Noosa? That's where every fucking asshole piece of shit wants to go. Self-included in that. Ugh. Why does everyone love Noosa? Go away. It's not yours. I want it. Although I found a new spot that I want to go to. But it's also very popular. It's like next door to Noosa. I want a holiday apartment. Sorry, I'm just sitting here being grumpy for a little bit. Okay, hold on. Well, I've got my organizational list of things. What are we talking about in this podcast? I know, I've planned it. We will be talking about the year 2022 and what's in store. That's what I've written down. No fucking idea what I wanted to say. The year 2022 and what's in store. Man, I'm about as clueless as you guys are. I got no idea. Anyways, apparently that's what I want to talk about. I've fallen in love with a television show that I want to pass on. Okay, yep. And also, we're getting to some really good penis chat. Like, oh man, you thought the last few episodes of last year were good, like where I put a 10-inch monster down my throat. I've got an update for you on that saga. Anyways, let's book the lotto numbers. Now, I don't want to tell you what they are. Oh, actually, maybe I'll tell you what... No, because I don't want other people to get them and then I have to share my winnings. So selfish. Okay, let me just buy this ticket. I could do it! Oh man, I could do it when I have finished this episode. Okay, here we go. I want a sister power hit. You always want to go... No, I want to pick my own. Mark my own. One game. My numbers are this one. This one. That one. that one, and that's not a number that I'm allowed to pick, so I'll pick that one. Oh, and one more. Oh, shit, they haven't given me one more. And that one. Next. Okay, add to cart. Check out. Oh, my God, I've added it to cart. I could win $8 million in the Powerball. Please. Please. Your account funds are low. Oh, don't read that out. What? I'm not in debt. No, I've got plenty of money. Deposit and buy. Okay, I need to win this to get out of debt. All my misgivings, all my business misgivings will be done if I just win the $8 million Powerball. Done. Okay, I bought it. Check in next week. Or whenever. I'm going to forget. I'm absolutely going to forget. Okay, let's go back and talk about 2022 and what's in store. Oh, well, you know what I can tell you. So I've done like a huge sort of strategy overhaul. It's going to be so boring. Let me just get through this bit and then I can talk to you about the television show that I'm obsessed with now. So how do I make this fun and relatable? So the mission, my mission for 2022 is to say no to a lot of things. Because last year I said yes to a lot of things and it was really overwhelming and I was just, I hated it. I was like, no, I don't. Oh, I said yes, I'd do it. Now I have to do it. Why did I say yes? So I'm saying no to a lot. So sorry if you asked me to do things. Oh, not you, sexy man that messaged me with the huge penis. Didn't say no to him. That story is coming up soon. Definitely said, come on in. Literally. where was I? Sorry. Everything just goes back to the penises. All right, so it's the year of Christian Hull saying no to things. And if you're Phoebe or Ben, yes, I'm going to be saying no to you a lot, okay? When you tell me that you want me to do things because you think it will be beneficial, fuck off. No. I get... Stop telling me what to do. You're not the boss of me. I'm the boss of you. There's just one thing that I might get asked to do this year. That'd be pretty massive. But I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. But it'd be really massive. It'd be really be good. But I'm like, no, it's a lot of work. And Ben and people are like, no, it's not. It's not any work. I'm like, piss off. You're not the ones being asked. You don't have to do it. Yes, it's a lot of work. Anyways, so I started off, I've gotten on... we use this organizational platform as a business called Monday.com. This isn't a sponsored post. I have just paid thousands of dollars in updating my subscription to it. And if they would like to give me a discount... No, anyways. Can you imagine? Oh, can you imagine? Anyway, it's a portal. And I've literally... Trudy has spent like the last... 3 weeks sort of building all this stuff. I've spent the last 2 days. But it's been a really intensive 2 days. And I've really done nothing because it's very complicated. But once you... Anyways, long story short is this year should go a lot more smoothly. It should be a lot more organized and a lot more efficient. Really, you don't care because this doesn't concern you. It's more for Phoebe and Ben and Millie. And anyways, good chat. Well, that's what... Oh, you know what? Actually, if I click on here... I'm hopefully going to be doing a celebrity netball game. Not confirmed, though. It's in the not confirmed section of Mondays. Oh, I forgot. The best thing. So I've always wanted to paint a traffic box, and I mentioned it to Phoebe in passing maybe a year ago, and the legend, she's been applying for me to get a traffic box to be able to paint it on the side of the road. And it's very hard to get. She has to apply, like, every time they drop it, it's like first in. And she got one. She got me one and I took it off her. I was like, it's mine. I'm doing it, not you. Oh, I think she was a bit upset. She was like, I was getting it for you, but now I don't know if I want to give it up. I'm like, oh, no, keep applying for your one. I want this one. Anyway, I came up with my final design. And if you're interested... I think I'll be painting it toward the end. It'll definitely be done by June. And it's in Brisbane. It's on the corner of Campbell Street and Bowen Bridge Road. So it's outside the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital, which is great. So it's going to be bright and colourful and very gay. And there might be a balloon on it because my mum said to do that. I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't like balloons. I do have a big, it's probably one of my biggest phobias. Deep water and balloons and bugs and snakes and spiders. Equally everything. So that's what's happening. That's the only things we've got written down. It's going to be a real hectic year, guys. A netball game and I'll be painting. Wow, the stress. Oh, is that my grind? Oh, no, it's my Uber Eats. Is that on the way? We're going to have a pause here. Your order is on the move. Yes. 2 minutes away. Okay, I'm going to have to pause this. I'm going to have to collect my Uber Eats and then I will eat it and then I'll come back because I'm coming up soon. I don't need to do it. It's not like you're disappearing for 15 minutes. I mean, half an hour. That's how long it takes me to eat. I inhale my food. I have a really big, deep, gaping mouth. Oh, is that turning people on? My mouth is moist and gaping, ready for meat from Betty. Ooh, I'm going to eat Betty's meat curtains. Betty's double. Put it in my mouth. Mmm. Ooh, is that tomato? Stop it. Okay, bye.
You're listening to a podcast called Complete Drivel, endorsed by Apple and Tim Cook.
I think I need to put an asterisk and say it's actually not endorsed. Really? Well, I mean, they fit... I know I say this every episode because I've built it into the openers and the fancy sound effect thingies. I did feature in Apple's keynote presentation last year, so technically that's an endorsement. Okay, so I finished eating out Betty's meat curtains. So I'm so sorry, but Betty's double. So juicy. Oh, it's so juicy and yummy and cheesy and yum! Oh, I'm getting a call. I do have to hit pause. This is going to be it's a dick-related call.
You're listening to a podcast called Complete Drivel, endorsed by Apple and Tim Cook.
Oh, sorry. The mic's really loud too. I just listened back to that and I get really close to the microphone. Yeah, I'm just going to try and... I've also got the air conditioner blasting and the washing machine going. The washing machine's going for a reason. And that reason is my clothes were covered in cum. What an aggressive start to the year. Yeah, so I'd just like to let you know there was an interlude. There were two interludes. One was I was eating dinner. I'm just going to shut my laundry door. Hold on. Shh. I am recording a podcast. What was I saying? Oh, I had to stop and have food, and then I had to do the second most important thing, stop and have very intense sexual relations with someone. Whew, I'm all sweaty. It's just me in my post-sex glow. I just love that. It's so great. It does make me sound like a real slut, and I am, but I don't often get this much action, which is why I talk about it. Because if I got a lot of sex, I don't think I would find it interesting to talk about. But because I get... Oh, it's hard to tell. Within the gay community, I get not that much sex. Here, can I just give you the scale? Here's the scale. Heterosexual woman. Right? A lot of sex... Well, a lot of sex for her. And I'm assuming I've got a lot of listeners who are heterosexual women. What is a lot of sex for you per week? Say that number out loud right now. Right? Okay. For me, when I say sex, I mean any form of dick in an orifice, be it a mouth, an ass, a vagina, a nose hole, an ear hole. Right? How many times has a dick been inside of your body per week? Like, what would you say? Right? So you think of that number, you would say, yep. For me, I would say 7. One a day keeps the doctor away. Shouldn't. One a day should definitely mean that the doctor is seen regularly. at least every 3 months. So I think that one dick per day is like when you're a dirty gay slut, that's what you're aiming for. One session a day, right? This is just my opinion. I've done no actual research on this, but that's what I would say, right? So that's what I mean. So like one session a day, I'm sure a lot of you are like, oh my God, that's so much. Oh my God. For me, that's like, yep, that should be the average, rolling average. It's definitely not. I'm lucky to get two a week, which everyone's like, wow, that's still so much. No. It's because I waste a lot of time looking for one a day. Just constantly. Unless I'm working. If I'm distracted, then I'm like, no, I've got money to make. Like if I'm trying to do video content or whatnot, I'm not in the dick mood. It's when I sort of come home and then there's nothing to do, which is every time I'm home, which is why I want to work from home. See, that's what 22 is going to bring. Christian's going to work from home so he can get work done and still get one dick per day. Goals. Ben and Phoebe asked me the other day, they were like, do you have any goals that aren't work related? And I mean, I absolutely did. It was one dick per day. That was my goal. But I couldn't tell them that because then they worry about every time that I go anywhere and I don't want them to worry. Well, I'm just going to get coffee. They're like, are you? I'm like, no, actually, I'm going to get coffee. Yeah. And then if I come back and the deed has been done, I'll be like, I got coffee and dick. It doesn't happen. It actually doesn't happen that way. Anyways, wow, this has really gone on. What was I supposed to be talking about? Oh, I was supposed to be talking about a children's television show that I'm obsessed with. Wow. That's what a segue. I watched Bluey for the first time. Now, if you don't know what Bluey is, what are you doing? Bluey is an Australian animation on the ABC. Episodes are about 7 minutes long, and it's a family of cattle dogs. It's cartoon, beautifully animated. It's a kids show, so it's like kids animated. You know, bright colours. It's got its own sort of artistic style, and I quite like it. And it's sort of started and then just exploded out into the world. I'm pretty confident. Yes, it goes to the UK and America. I'm sure it goes to other countries. But it is, holy shit, I don't have kids. And I don't watch kids' television shows because most of the time they're so boring. 1 + 1 is something. I don't. As my nieces say, it's a window. Oh, it's a window. 1 + 1 is a window. Which is, I remember doing that when I was a kid. And then I saw them recently over Christmas. And what's 1 + 1? I'm like, I got this. It's a window. They're like, no, it's 2, you idiot. I'm like, oh, God damn it. Can't win. They're definitely related to me. Because when I used to play those games, I would always make sure that the person I was playing with lost. I'd just make the rules up. No, it's not a window. It's a seat. God. So lit. I'm trying to talk like a child. So, sorry, back to Bluey. Holy shit. It's just really good, but it's got, like, adult, what would you say, undertones? No, not undertones. It's like, it's adult as well. Like, they've got these beautiful storylines, and they're animated very, like, cathartic. Is that the word? Like, it's very relaxing to watch. The music's amazing. There was one episode where there was no talking. There was no talking, no voiceover, no nothing, no talking. And I just sat there riveted. And it was the episode where Bingo, the youngest of the family, so it's mum, dad, Bluey, who's like, I would say, I don't know, about 6. And Bingo is probably about 4. And so Bingo's the youngest. It was raining. Was it Bingo? Yeah. Well, and was just running in and out. Really boring to describe, but it's so good. You can find Bluey on ABC iView. I strongly, strongly suggest just starting from the beginning and going in. There's just some beautiful episodes, some great messages, and there's some really funny jokes that I think would go over kids' heads. They're not sexual. None of them are sexual in nature. The one that... like hooked me, that I saw this clip and then was like, right, I'm watching this entire season. Was they're in their home. It's a Brisbane home. Like, it's Australian. It's all Australian, which is why I also love it. Voiced by all these classic Australians. Like Hamish Blake's in there. And they have to... Did I talk about this? I don't know if I've spoken about this on here. I don't think I have. But I literally tell every person I meet, I talk to them about Bluey, and I talk to them about this episode. And you kind of have to see it to get it. But Granddad comes over, and the kids are playing, like, restaurants. And so they're like, play with us, Granddad! So he's like, okay. And so like, we're playing restaurants. So they come in, and he's like, oh, I'll come in and order some food. He's like, no, you order it from your phone. And the two young girls, Bluey and Bingo, get this fake phone to their granddad who doesn't have a phone and he doesn't know what he's doing. And he's like, oh, okay. And so he starts calling. He's like, hello, ring, ring. And I'm like, no, granddad, you use the apps. It's so funny. And so granddad's like, what's an app? And they explain to him what it is. And then he's like, okay, beep, boop, 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 boop. And so he orders this food. And now he's like, okay, I'll come pick it up. He's like, no, granddad, we deliver it to you. And so you've got Bluey in the restaurant preparing the food. And Bingo is like the Uber Eats person. Now Bingo's got the helmet on, got the backpack, and got a scooter. And so granddad's like, oh, okay. And so he's just sitting at home. And he's just like, boy, this isn't very social. Anyways. Bluey fills Bingo's bag with the food. And then Bingo scooters off to go to granddad's house to deliver this food. So Bingo gets to the front door of this imaginary house where the granddad's sitting. And the granddad goes, hello, how are you? And you hear Bluey yell, oh, you don't talk to the delivery driver. You don't talk to the scooter person, granddad. Which you absolutely don't. When someone delivers your Uber Eats, it's the most awkward thing ever. And so he's like, oh, okay. And so it's just like this awkward exchange where Bingo gives the food and then granddad's like, doesn't talk, and then it's weird, it's really awkward. And I was in hysterics because I was like, that is every Uber Eats experience I've ever had. They come up to you, they're like, Christian, and like, yep. And then they fumble around for a bit, you sort of stand there awkwardly looking like you're pretending to look at something. And then that's what happened. And I just thought that was the funniest thing ever. I really thought it was so funny. And then there's just some really great episodes. I will leave you with this one. I'm not going to explain the whole thing, but it's a really good... It's like Pass the Parcel, where kids' parties these days, apparently, when you play Pass the Parcel, you wrap a prize in every layer of the newspaper or the Glad Wrap that you've got Pass the Parcel in. So when it stops, every kid sort of gets a prize. And so I didn't know that. And so this episode is about how one of the dads sees this going on when he's at one of his kids' friends' parties and is like, oh, this is a bit dumb. That's not how you play. Every kid shouldn't get a prize. And they're like, yeah, that's times have changed. Anyways, this dad who was like, oh, that's dumb. That's not how you play it. His kid has a birthday party and he makes them play Pass the Parcel the proper way where there's just one prize in the middle. And the kids are all crying and they're having the worst time. And like the episode goes on and it goes on and the ending of it is really, it's cute. And you're like, oh, I love Bluey. And it's just so good. I can't recommend it enough. Show it to your kids. Great. Sure. But you should watch it. Anyways, well, I think that's... Oh, no, that's not everything. That is not everything. But we have hit the 20-minute mark, and I don't particularly want to do a half-an-hour episode. How about in the next episode of Complete Drivel, I'll tell you about what just happened to me during the middle of this episode when I had to stop and go and fuck someone. I just don't care anymore. Yeah, and then also, I got a message on one of our apps, one of the many gang apps, from a guy, right, who looks like a member of a gang, who looks like he could kill me. And he messages me, and he says, I was listening to your, I don't know, I mean, I'm going to imitate his voice here, but, well, I was listening to your the podcast was very good. Ha 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 ha. Very funny. I was like, stop it. Really hot. He's like buff, fit gang member. Neck tattoos everywhere. Not my type of, like, not someone I would think at all was my audience. Gay, obviously. Well, this is where this is going. You wouldn't think, though. You'd look at him and be like, nah, he fucks chick. Actually, maybe he does. Let me look at him. He might be one of those bisexuals. And he listens, and he was like, please talk about this on the podcast. And I was like, well, if you're coming over to fuck my mouth, absolutely. Is he a bisexual? Doesn't. Oh, no. He is a bisexual. So his dick's probably been in some vaginas as well. Well, he looks like it probably goes in more vaginas than it does in men's mouths. But he messaged me and he was like, oh, that was really funny about you talking about how you got a huge dick. Look, he was referencing an episode from, it was in December where I had, you know, I had hired an escort. And he just instructed me to do some things. And then his gigantic penis was inside of my stomach, basically. And this guy was like, oh, it was really funny and blah, 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 blah. Anyways, I also have a huge dick and I'm coming to Brisbane. And I was like, wow, that is a coincidence, isn't it? So I basically told the story. There's a bit more to it, but I want to fill you in on a couple of the DMs in the next episode. And then I think the episode after that, I'll be giving my review of his performance and my performance. And he can send me a review of my performance too. This is the first time I'll get a review of my performance. And I don't even know his name. And D, if you're listening, I was going to call him Big D. I would like a review of my performance, an honest review. And then if it's a terrible review, I still want it. But then you can just block me afterwards. Because I'm sure, I mean, you don't have to, but I mean, anyways, send it a bit awkwardly. Okay, bye, thank you.
I have to record a closer, so this is the closer. The podcast is over. Please go home now. Finished. The end.